This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Health News and Pain Management channels. We're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Today, we are speaking with Dr. Gus Spatharakis, who owns and operates two advanced health and wellness clinics in the Chicago, Illinois area. Dr. Gus and his team use the methods of applied kinesiology to help patients suffering from health issues feel good again. Dr. Gus, certainly a pleasure to have you with us on the show.
Thanks for having me today, Eric.
And you're most welcome. So a good place to start, as we know, applied kinesiology is a new term for most of our listeners. Can you explain what AK is and what are some of the methods behind your treatment?
Oh, that's a great question, Eric. Thank you. Applied kinesiology, Eric, is a holistic method of treatment and analysis that licensed physicians can pursue, and the key word is licensed physicians, once they have their doctorate. And I particularly chose applied kinesiology because it gave me more tools to analyze and correct people's problems and dysfunctions. It opened up the door for me and gave me an opportunity to treat a wider array of problems and see more different people. And for me, in particular, Eric, it was important because being a doctor of chiropractic, I did not want my entire practice centered around just musculoskeletal problems. And using applied kinesiology in our practice, we like to treat both chronic and acute problems. And when we see the acute problems, they are, you know, something that's more recent, so they're usually relatively easier to fix because they're more straightforward, not a lot of compensations to these issues. Whereas chronic problems are health issues that have been around for a long period of time, from many months to several years and sometimes even decades. These health issues are, you know, much more challenging and require a higher level of skill and knowledge to rebalance and correct.
And Dr. Gus, what types of diseases or disorders do you most commonly treat?
Good question. Yes. One of the things we like to say, Eric, is we like to fix the unfixable. And in essence, we take any patient that is suffering and can't get a resolution to their health issues. Our practice concentrates predominantly on two different groups of health issues. The first one is around stubborn aches, pains that just don't seem to go away. Pains in the neck, mid-back, low-back, you know, joints like the shoulder, elbow, wrist, hip, knee, ankle, extremities, hands and feet. The second group that we see are more of chronic internal disorders, like digestive disorders. We see including gastric dysfunction, IBS, gallbladder dysfunction, bloating, gas, colon issues like diverticulitis, hormonal imbalances, skin problems like acne, and many other internal dysfunctions.
You certainly do cover the bases without a question. Now, how do you assess new patients or go about uncovering what you described as underlying causes of pain?
The first thing we like to do when it comes to correcting a patient is education. Educating patients and inspiring them to make healthier choices is really important. In our opinion, a person cannot take care of themselves if they don't know how. So educating them on what to do, when to do it, and how to do it creates a team between us, the doctors, and our patients to achieve our goal, which is to get the patient feeling good again. And with chronic problems, we like to start them off with detox or cleanse, mainly because we want our patients to build a foundation of understanding. We utilize the detox program as both a healing tool, but also a teaching tool of what to do going forward so the same thing doesn't reoccur again. And the key to healing different ailments and dysfunctions for us is creating a personalized program to the individual. What makes us different is we use the everyday common objective testing like CBC, chem screens, lipid profiles, thyroid panels, hormonal panels, hair analysis, IgG food antibody allergy testing, etc. And we combine this with functional muscle testing. And what we are doing is we're using muscle testing to give us a window of what is happening inside the body. And when we can combine that with the objective testing, we get to results much more quickly and much more often.
Today we are speaking with Dr. Gus Patharakis, who owns and operates two advanced health and wellness clinics within the Chicago area here on eHealth Radio's Health News and Pain Management channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Dr. Gus, what results have you seen within your patients and the treatments that you have been giving to them?
You know, Eric, so we've treated so many different ailments and problems, but two of the, you know, recent things in the last a week or so that come to mind was a young child by the name of Morgan. Her mother called me just last week. She had a high fever, 103. The pediatrician had recommended an antibiotic, and I believe she said this was her third or fourth time that she was going to get this administered. I told her to bring her in the office and let me take a look. We assessed the immune system, and you know, it's not just in the immune system is not just in the small intestine. So you know, where the antibody would work on, we assessed the spleen, we assessed the thymus, lymphatic, so forth. We found the specific nutrients. We realigned the body so that the brain can communicate with those areas of what's happening and to be able to give the right commands to send the nutrients to where they need to go. And within 2.5 days, little Morgan was smiling and not sick. So that's one way we utilize our functional muscle testing with objective testing to come up with quick results, accurate results. And then another patient that comes to mind, Eric, is Jeff. And he was a 40-year-old male, really a Hall of Fame caliber softball player. Came into my office about 2 months ago, and he had to be assisted. And by the way, these testimonials, you can your listeners can go view them on our Facebook page, Dr. Gus Advanced Health and Wellness Centers, if they want to read further on them. But Jeff came in. He was assisted. He's a big guy, 6'1", 280 or something, and he had to be helped into the office. I went in, took a look at him, and it turned out in his particular case, it wasn't trauma that caused the back issue. It was a gut problem, huge inflammation from his gut that now was creating pressure on a pre-existing bulge in his low back, and it made him almost useless. You know, he had an inability to walk at all, function. And it was important for him to get back to work really quickly because he he's a GM of a finance department in a very busy dealership, and we were able to fix the gut first. And then we administered treatments to the musculoskeletal area, and we got him back to work in 8 days, and he's been pain-free ever since.
And that's quite a result to share, and we thank you for sharing that with us today. Now, in your mind, what are the most common misconceptions about holistic alternative health treatments?
I think the largest misconceptions that I hear is that it's limited. And when it comes to holistic doctors that understand what they're doing with the human body, if there is something wrong and the body is capable of correcting itself, then we should be the first line of physician to take care of them. Certainly, if there's something beyond the body's capability of correcting itself, then you know, we like our medical friends to be involved if there's a need. But so many times people don't understand that something like a fever can be taken care of quickly. And you know, in little Morgan's case, it was they said 12 days, and we got her better in three. Same thing with Jeff with his low back problem. You know, if he went through physical therapy, it would have probably been 4 to 6 weeks, then shots. So he was looking at months, which he may have lost his job because they couldn't do without him for that long. So I would say that's the number one thing, is that people view holistic doctors as more of a you know, they don't really understand that we're able to treat just about any issue out there in which the body is able to take care of itself.
And lastly, Dr. Gus, what advice would you give folks about their everyday health choices?
Well, you know, that's a great question, Eric. And I'll say this, when a patient comes into our clinic, the very first thing we like to educate them on is, as they're leaving, is hydration of the body. A person has to become hydrated. So many times dehydration, something as simple as that, leads to so many leads to ailments that are misanalyzed, misdiagnosed, and treated, which starts an array of other issues and problems. The other thing we like to educate the patients on right away is the avoidance of fake sugars, like Splenda, like Sweet and Low. Sweeteners cause damage, direct damage to the nerve. And when you take in consideration that the nerve is your feeding tube to each cell, to each organ, we don't want to mess with that. So if we can teach a patient to hydrate and to keep their nerves alive so they can get the proper nutrients delivered to where they need to, we feel like we've done our job, especially on day one. And then, you know, the other thing is, people ask me all the time, how do I feel good? How do I feel good again? And one of the simple answers is, you need to eat living foods to feel alive.
Well, Dr. Gus, it certainly has been great to have had you and for the wealth of information shared here today, and we certainly appreciate it. Anytime I hear one refer to the choices that we make every day in regards to our health, it certainly does bring focus to the importance of making those right choices so that we can be more healthy and feel the best every day so that we can also be more productive. Where can our listeners find more information on your health and wellness clinics? And how can listeners be in contact as well?
We have a website, drgustwellness.com, and we also have a Facebook page at Dr. Gus Advanced Health and Wellness Centers. And we are located in the Chicagoland area in Palos Heights and Bolingbrook, Illinois.
Once again, Dr. Gus, it has been our pleasure to have had you and really appreciate your time today here on eHealth Radio.
Thank you for having me on, Eric. It was a pleasure.
And you're more than welcome. We have been speaking with Dr. Gus Patharakis, who owns and operates two advanced health and wellness clinics in the Chicago area. Dr. Gus and his team use the methods of applied kinesiology to help patients suffering from health issues feel good again. And for more information and for contact, simply visit drgustwellness.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the health news and pain management channels, a part of the eHealth Radio network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.